Well, congratulations. How big is this compared to last night?
It's a big win for us. I mean, I think it says a lot about who we are as players, especially some of the guys that struggled last night to come back and have good games, specifically Hood. Rodney already played extremely well tonight. And, it's tough when you shoot poorly like that and then, have to come back and play again. And I thought he did a great job for us.
What were some of the discussions coming off last night, coming into tonight?
Just to keep shooting. We talked about playing the same way. We got good looks. We got good shots. We just didn't hit them. Come out with energy. I thought we did. For the most part, we did that in the first quarter, and I thought we got some good shots. We defended really well, especially in transition. McCollum took enough shots to score his points, but we kind of held everyone else in check, and that's the game plan.
Jeff's contribution tonight was certainly big.
He's been great for us the past 2 weeks, so ever since Rudy's been out, he's been great for us. Rolling to the basket, finishing things, kicking things out for threes. Defensively, he's been good too, protecting the rim, and he's definitely a sneaky shot blocker. Guys, I don't think they realize how good he is around the rim, protecting the rim, and he's been good for us.
Defensively, you guys forced state turnovers in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. How much of an impact did that have on just opening things up offensively?
Yeah, it was big for us. We got some easy things. I thought us not turning the ball over was big, too. We really won that margin. And we talked about that before the game, taking care of the ball, getting good shots. We did that. Defensively, we turned them over. We had our hands. We were active. Forced them into some tough shots and a tough night.
Gordon, how different is New Year's Eve as a new dad?
We'll see. Going home tonight, hopefully she'll be in bed. Hopefully so. I have to be a little more quiet. Can't wake her up. But just had a great year, personally, with the birth of my first child and everything that happened, and looking forward to next year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
They get it down to 12, I think, from that. Start the fourth, whatever, you guys obviously just go right back.
Right.
What was the mindset right there? Where were you guys?
Well, we had a couple breakdowns that let them get some wide open shots. We left CJ open, and he's a good player, good scorer, and knocked him down. And we talked about staying tight and focused with our game plan and sharp and disciplined, and we really came out and we talked about blitzing all his handoffs, all his ball screens, and we did a good job taking them out of what they wanted to do and forced the other guys to beat us, and it didn't happen tonight.
When you guys have a low turnover game like this, is it just as simple as more focus, the matchup?
It's a little bit of both. Some teams, that's what they do. They muck the game up. They pressure. They cause you into some turnovers. Tonight, I thought we were really good, just being sharp with the ball. I thought our bigs were really good, rolling down the lane and finding guys open there, being playmakers. Trey Lyles was great. I think he had 4 assists or whatever. And that's huge. Gets guys open shots. Gets everybody going. The spacing's a lot better. So I think it's a little bit of both.
What about the night Trey Burke had 27 points? Really got the offense going.
He's been good the past 2 nights for us. When things break down, he's been able to make shots, and it's good to see. It's good to see him, scoring the basketball. That's what he does well, and we love that.
Last night they oftentimes double teamed your pick and rolls, kind of getting the ball out of your hands. Tonight they, for the most part, kind of played it more straight up. Is it much more easy for you personally to get points and get shots that way?
Yeah, I mean, last night they did that a lot, and felt like made the right play. We got good shots. We just missed them. Tonight, a lot of their fives were way back in the paint, and that's just how they defend. And so I was able to get in there and get some jump shots. They went under some screens, got some threes. The bigs rolling down the paint really opened it up for our shooters, and I was able to get a lot of shots that way along with everyone else. So just different styles of guarding things.
Gordon, how important was it to for you guys to bounce back tonight after a game like last night?
It was big. For us as a young team, it was big performance by some of those younger guys. And like I said, it says a lot about who we are, and we're fighters. We've shown that throughout the season. Hopefully we don't have to come back and bounce back as much next year. But you're going to have those nights. So it's the NBA. It's a long season.
How much does it weigh on you physically when you have to fight back seemingly every other night?
It's tough physically, and when you're banged up and there's not as many bodies and guys are playing different positions, it's different, but like I said, it's the reality of the NBA, and we have to be professionals, and you train in the off season and you train during the season so that way you can perform when you're tired. And I thought tonight we did a good job. It's also good because you're at home. Back-to-backs on the road are a little different, but back-to-back at home, the crowd gives you some energy, and you're in your home building. You shot here, numerous times, so it was good.
You about ready to get some of these guys back? Rudy and Fave. And
I am. Whenever they come back, man, we'll be happy. You know, we miss those guys, and I thought it's been good. Everybody stepped up, get some guys some other playing time, some confidence, and that's been great. But, you know, ready to get these guys back.
You've turned into such a perimeter-based offense when these guys have been out. Is it going to be a difficult transition to kind of go back to, I don't know, Jazz basketball, so to speak?
No, I don't think so. I mean, hopefully we take what the defense gives us, and you know, obviously with Fave, maybe a couple more post touches for him, but I think we still play similar ways. Like I said, just take what they give us.
Thanks.